Chris Ogle here, and I'm just catching up with Claire Rakes, who attended one of our Link for Growth boardrooms over in Chepstow. So hi there, Claire. Yeah, now what we did unusually, because we wanted to move quite fast in Wales, we actually arranged to have a meeting, which a boardroom which consisted of potential facilitators, of which you were one. I think there were a couple of people that weren't really potential facilitators, but that just added to the mix anyway. And there was only about six of us in total. But how did you? How did you sort of find it to start with,
To be completely honest, it was funny. I'll be honest, I was ever so slightly intimidated to start with, and I don't know what that was about. But I was a little bit intimidated. I think that, you know, basically we were all, I knew you and you knew
you.
One other man, me, and the other guy in the room, didn't you?
No, I didn't know anybody else.
Well, I thought you'd met the gentleman to my left.
I
you don't have to say names, or is it confidential?
No, I hadn't actually. I may have met somebody briefly for a networking meeting. I think I met one of the guys up at the AL conference, but the Area Leader Conference for networking. But no, I mean, I didn't know any of them really.
I was ever so slightly intimidated, but I just let that go and just got into the process, because I didn't realise before the meeting that I thought we were there to talk about it coming to Wales, and I didn't know we were going to do one, so I was quite poorly prepared as well. And you had explained to me about it before, and I just did not appreciate. There is. You cannot, until you've experienced it. Telling someone about it is just not. It doesn't
do it justice.
No, it really doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a tricky one, isn't it? Because I say to people, get yourself along there and join in and participate, and you'll be amazed at what happens. And you know, people think, well, it's just a meeting with a load of people around a table. It's like, it can't be that good. But actually,
it's extraordinarily good. And I have to say, I know that there have been from some quarters a little bit of resistance at paying for the first one, and I just find now that to me is laughable. And frankly, if this is gonna smart for some people, but if you're not prepared to invest £30 in your business, then you really should quit your business and go and get a job.
I had an interesting conversation around this, which is going to spark off in the new 40 seconds, which is basically that a lot of people in business, certainly in the micro business sector, they're not prepared, because they don't have the knowledge about other individuals and the trust. They're not prepared to invest £300-400 a month on a business coach, or maybe splash out on a course or something, because they just don't know necessarily what they need. And do you think, I think this boardroom for £30, you can get all the direction and guidance you need from people that are around the table and trusted, will actually save you a fortune and stop you making mistakes that everybody else has already made.
People hesitating if they don't know much about the business coach, mentor, whatever you want to call it, to spend, you know, more than £500 a month. That's a reasonable outlay, particularly if you're struggling a little bit at the moment. But for what you get in that mastermind session for £30, I mean, really, it's amazing. And do that once a month, and I don't think it could replace necessarily a specialist skill and advice on one focused area, but it's phenomenal. I mean, it was just so valuable on so many different levels.
Well, we're down to like the last 10 seconds now, so let's wrap it up. But thanks ever so much, Claire, for your input. And I must say, you were top form in that meeting as well, which is brilliant. So cheerio for now.